First, I lost some of my notes here, but just simply go to www.theburren.com and you can see House of Hamel and Jig Jam, and it's a wonderful listening experience in the back room. Well, one couldn't help but notice that this is St. Valentine's Day, and I'll talk a little bit about that. But it's also Black History Month, or African American History Month, whatever you would prefer. And so we're going to say something about that. Sadly, if you didn't register by this past Wednesday, you're not eligible to vote in the Massachusetts primary. But hey, all you college-bound people, if you actually live somewhere else, perhaps you will get off your duff and vote there, because no one else is going to do it for you. And what did we hear from Black 47? We heard "The Night the Show Bands Died," "Johnny Comes a-Courtin'," and "Let the People In." And here comes one of my favorite artists.
If I die, if I die in the German war, I want you to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. If I get killed, if I get killed, please don't bury my soul. Just leave me out, let the buzzards eat me whole. When you see coming, look across the rich man's feet. If I don't bring you flour, I'll bring you bolted meat. I went to the depot. Told me just before she died, Lord, my precious daughter, don't you be so wise. You know it's deep and wide. I can stand right here to see my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. 'cause I'm black myself. I pick the banjo up and they sneer at me 'cause I'm black myself. You better lock your doors when I walk by 'cause I'm black myself. You look me in my eyes but you don't see me 'cause I'm black myself. You're washed in the mud of the shadow.
Sure. our elders. We find comfort and peace. We smile to the sky. We move to stay alive. And we do dance.
Ah, you still are work for your profit, but we're dancing. Ah, you think our home we have forgotten, but we're dancing.
You can't stop the
Ruby dancing.
You can't keep us
we'll
down.
Be dancing.
You can't stop
us we'll
down.
Be dancing.
You can't keep us
we'll
down.
Be dancing.
Shocked at the purchase of slaves, and fear those who buy them and sell them are knaves. What I hear of their hardships, their tortures and groans, it's almost enough to draw pity from stones. I pity them greatly, but I must be mum, for how could we do without sugar and rum? Especially sugar, so needful we see. What, give up our desserts? Our coffee and tea? Besides, if we do, the French, Dutch, and Danes will heartily thank us, no doubt, for our pains. If we do not buy the poor creatures, they will, and tortures and groans will be multiplied still.
Da 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 da
shocked at prisoners in the mines and kids sewing clothes for our most famous lines. What I hear of their wages seems slavery indeed. It's enough that I fear it's all rooted in greed. I pity them greatly, but I must be mum, for what about nickel, cobalt, lithium? The garments we wear, the electronics we own, what? Give up our tablets, our laptops, and phones? Besides, if we do, the prices will soar, and who could afford to pay $1 more? Sitting here typing, it seems well worth the price, and you there, listening on your favorite device. This bargain we're in, well, it's not quite illicit. So relax, my friend, we're not all complicit.
And that was Songs of Our Native Daughters. We heard Black Myself, Moon Meets the Sun, and Barbados, and started off with a statement from early slavery in Barbados, and then we're right back here in the 21st century. Rhiannon Giddens, Amethyst Kia, Layla McCullough, and Allison Russell produced Songs of Our Native Daughters. And it just speaks for itself. It's 7:24. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Our calendrical information is, as usual, brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Kightley. Ah, yes, February. Yesterday, of course, you were supposed to draw lots for Valentine's. And today is Valentine's Day. We really don't think it has anything to do with early church martyrs that were called Saints of Valentine, because as far as we know, they had absolutely nothing to do with a romance and were commemorated as martyrs. One was from the early 3rd century. The other one was even more obscure than that. I would definitely recommend to you the Atlas Obscura with where you can find relics of Valentine's. Yes, the Catholic Church did quite a good business in relics, and if you know your history, you may remember that this started the Reformation when Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the church in Wittenberg. But there were lots of people before then, John Wycliffe, other people. A lot of them were burned at the stake for heresy. And I happen to be one of those folks who believes that February 14th, with the tradition that birds pair off today, which is of unknown origin, but which is approximately true for some species, seems to have been the reason why February the 14th became the Great Lovers Festival. And one of our first English authors, Yes, Mr. Geoffrey Chaucer himself in the Parliament of Fowls makes a reference to this. And other people picked it up. Herrick's Hesperides of 1648 notes, "Oft have I heard both use." Boy, these store-bought in teeth. Let's try that again. "Oft have I heard both use and virgins say, birds choose their mates and couple to today, but by their flight I never can divine when I shall couple with my Valentine." The first person of the opposite sex you see today, accepting your family, must be your Valentine, but it is permissible to keep your eyes shut until the right person appears. Yes, about visiting those relics of Saint Valentine, if you check out the Atlas Obscura about where is Saint Valentine, you'll find that at least three churches in disparate parts of Europe have a claim to pieces of the skull of Saint Valentine. Well, since there were originally two people before they were drummed out of the sainthood, I suppose it's possible, but three, you know, one is in Rome. Yep. There's another one in Poland, and there's a further one in France, and there's a shoulder blades. And if you don't want to travel, the old St. Frederick's Shrine in Missouri actually has a wax effigy of St. Valentine in which supposedly are preserved relics. You betcha. February the 15th, sow early plants and protect them with a hot bed. It's really going to be rather cold tomorrow, so I really wouldn't try even setting a cold frame outside. You really need a greenhouse here. Lent is coming up soon, but not yet, because Easter is a movable feast, dependent on the phases of the moon. And so, yes, Lent's beginning can range from February the 4th to March the 10th. But you are well advised to finish up meat supplies before Lent comes. Ravens are now nesting. Shrove Monday, the Monday before the beginning of Lent, immediately preceding Shrove Tuesday, is called Collop Monday in the north of England, because the meat forbidden during the coming fast was then consumed in the form of collops or rashers of bacon, eaten now with eggs, but mutton collops were also much favored. And the ill-omened raven, one of the early signs of death, is one of the first British birds to nest and should by now be hatching eggs. February the 19th, coltsfoot flowers, now appearing in some years. And with the return of a spell of fine weather and rain, we may very well start seeing early jonquils and crocuses. February the 20th, the sun enters the house of Pisces. February the 21st, observe the feet, which are governed by Pisces, and be careful how you put on your shoes. And sometimes in late February, the very first violets may actually appear now in sheltered places, and you are advised to set your hens. If you are hoping for spring chickens, and yes, we will be back on the 26th for more. But first, how about a little more music? Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Black is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are like some rosy fair. The sweetest face and the neatest hands. I love the ground whereon he stands. Soft is the feel of my true love's skin, and strong the arms he folds me in. The clearest heart, he lets me stop before I start.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was going to do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high and feels no pain.
There were three ravens sat on a tree. Down, down, hey, down. They were as black as they might be with a down. And one of them said to his mate, where shall we our breakfast take? With a down, derry, 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 down, down.
Song.
Not your usual three ravens. That was You Are Wolf, and this is their first album called Hawk to the Hunting Gone, and I definitely think it's a worthwhile checking out. We heard Cuckoo. Traditionally, that's the sign of spring, is the cuckoo calling. Then we heard Little Sparrow, which are the birds that are mobbing my feeder right now, along with the cardinals. And then we heard Three Ravens. It is 7:54. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Please stay tuned for Edward Buchert and one of his many fine sound collages. And we are going out of here with something from Ginger Ibex, the lead singer and writer. Sharon Crumrine is celebrating her birthday. So here you go, Ginger Ibex and Unspoken Fire.